Right. Lazy boy.
Uprise.
Oh, Wishes and Work is a good one, man. That's like one of my favorites.
Forgive me for being myself. Forgive me for being myself. I want the money, the power, the color.
I like that song. I just didn't know the name.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Andrew McCurtis.
I like
Check him out, man.
He got married, huh?
He did get married. I was there.
You were? Was it in London?
It was in London, of
course. Yeah. I saw the, on Instagram.
Yeah. He's married, man. He's a married man.
Yeah,
man. Just waiting on you now, J-Bell.
No. You'll be the first to know.
Waiting on you, JBZ.
You'll be the first to know.
Two things happened to me, Jason, that I have to tell you about.
Are we filming it? I mean, are we recording good? Can we do this? Is this recordable?
Yeah, of course. Of course, two things happened to me that I have to tell you about before we get into whatever it is that we're
I don't even know what we're talking about, but it's going to be good.
Two things happened to me today. First, I realized that I have lost my son to the Brits. He's gone.
Is he?
He's done.
Yeah, I understand.
Finished.
He's finito.
He's British.
I love it.
Yeah. I was walking him to school this morning.
Okay.
He was, you know, there's a step down my house, and he likes to walk down the ramp as opposed to...
Oh, when you get out your house.
Yeah, exactly.
That step. Yes.
Okay. So he likes to walk down the ramp as opposed to jumping off the step.
Yes.
So okay. I try to convince him. I was like, hey, listen, just jump off the step.
Uh-huh. So, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, so I was like, yeah, jump off. Uh-huh. He's like, no. I was like, jump off. He's like, okay, cool. So he jumped off. And I was like, that was easy, wasn't it? And he said, easy peasy lemon squeezy.
My daughter says that. My daughter says that. Have I lost her?
She's gone.
She's gone?
Finished.
She's done.
J-Bell, easy peasy lemon squeezy.
My daughter says that too, bro. Oh, man.
And I looked at him. I was like, and he starts laughing. He has a sense of humor already.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are you talking about? He just starts laughing. And in my head, I'm like, oh, okay. He's gone. That is literally... the most British expression you could use. It doesn't get no more British than easy peasy lemon squeezy, J-Bell. Yeah, and he's saying it, man. That's number one.
Now I know I'm in the trap, too.
Yeah, he's British. Your daughter's British.
That's it, huh?
Forget it.
Oh, man.
Forget it.
Jeez.
Now, number two. I'm walking to the train station, all right? Uh-huh. And so you know the area where you use your car to actually get in.
Yes.
Right? So there's that area right there, and then right to the left there is a coffee shop, mm-hmm. right? So I'm walking, and then there's this guy standing in front of the place where you put your card in to go into the actual station.
Okay.
He's just standing there.
Just blocking it.
He's just standing there. And he looks, I can't even lie, he looks really shady.
Yeah.
He does. He just vibes. I was I don't know about this one, right?
And it was
the only way through.
Oh.
The only way through.
Oh, that's
and he's, you know, he looks, I don't like to say anybody looks homeless.
Yeah.
But he just has that.
Just the vibe was like.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And he's standing there. And so I walk into the coffee station to get me a coffee, mm-hmm. right? But I have my eye on the guy, mm-hmm. and he's just staring me down. I'm like, oh man, something has to give here. He's just looking at me. He's just
something has to give.
So he comes, he's looking at me, and I'm like, oh man, no smile, no nothing.
You felt that heat.
I was like, something's happening here.
Oh.
I get my coffee, I reach my hand into my pocket, and I pull out 20 pounds, uh-huh. right? And I just hold it in my hand because usually what I do is if I see somebody who's struggling homeless, I give them that, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I hold that in my hand. So I walk out of the coffee shop,
uh-huh.
and I turn in, the guy just walks straight up to me.
Whoa.
And I'm like defensive now.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, you a two-time Super Bowl champ? I said, oh! I said, what? He said, man, I watch you and Jason on TV all the time. I said, bro, I have never felt so, I don't know how I.
It just, the stare was messing with you.
But you got to think, right, that I go from thinking one thing.
I know, to just.
To like, the guy showed so much love, right? And then on top of that, I'm like, first of all, how's this guy?
You were like, I was just about to give you something, you know, so you could get a good sleep tonight.
Yeah, and so I realized that he wasn't, that's not what he was after.
No.
He was just, he was excited. He was like, hey.
So he was going to stand to make sure y'all could have that conversation.
You understand what I mean? Yes. And so he was like, yeah, okay, cool, yeah, you guys keep doing it, blah, blah, blah. And I just walked in and I was just, my mind was completely blown by that experience, bro. Completely blown. Because usually it's somebody, it's different people who approach us, usually, yeah, right?
Well, you're looking for a smile too.
Nothing.
That's the problem. Yeah. That's the thing.
Yeah. Nothing.
If he would have been like, you would have been like, hey,
maybe. Yeah, maybe. Nothing. Just, and it was only when I tried to walk, he was like, two time. I was like, oh my God, you're kidding me.
Hey.
How could you? It was the, I would say the best thing that I would say has happened in terms of like us being recognized.
Right.
That was the best thing I've ever seen, bro.
That?
The best thing I've ever seen. I was like, we're here now, officially. The NFL, OC and J-Bell, we are officially here. Incredible.
Let me tell you, I'm game in Germany, right?
Yeah.
Amazing, all that. We'll get into that. So I'm walking through the crowd to do a link. So I'm in the pregame madness, hours before the game.
Yep.
It's crazy. OC, crazy.
Nuts, yep.
Super Bowl crazy. Mm. How many people? Where's OC? loved it. I said, he's in the box.
Crazy.
Oh, man, it was crazy. So cool. Just how's OC? Back to what you were saying earlier, though, it made me think of something.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's getting dark, right, when you pick up the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I pick up my daughter late because of after-school programs. And the other day I was – and when you're with your kids, you're on alert. It's a different kind of alert, right? You're just – you know, everything's a threat. You're trying to – yeah. So I'm putting her in the car. It's dark and everything. I see this guy, and nothing peculiar about him, but see him kind of walk and look at the car.
Mm.
Walk by, no big deal. And I thought, maybe I'm blocking something or whatever. You park in front of people's houses, you know, they're like, I see what you're doing.
Yep.
Then he comes back around.
Circled the block.
He circled, comes back around. So I'm like, oh, so I'm throwing an eye in the car. I'm like, boom, put her in the car. Boom, boom, boom. And he comes up and he goes, J-Bell.
J-Bell.
I love you and OC and Laura. And I was like, you know, I was like, you know, you just, and I'm like, And I just thought of that when you were saying that, because when he saw me the first time, there was no smile.
Yeah.
There was no like, hey, it was just kind of like looking. Mm-hmm. And you just forget, you know, he's trying to figure it out too.
Are you who I think you are?
And it's like, but if I didn't have my daughter, I would have just been winging it, you know. But like you getting on the train, you're like, I'm trying to get through there.
Yeah.
And you're not, what's
what's happening
what's,
here? What's happening here?
What's happening? Yeah. Peace, I come in peace.
Yeah, it was cool though. Really
anyways,
cool.
Man, how was your, how you feeling, man? Long weekend?
Yeah, I'm a little ill.
Yeah.
I'm not even gonna lie to me, because that trip to Germany was, you know, that was bizarre. There's some different people there, you know?
Why, what are you talking?
No, like, let me just explain this.
Okay.
Like, I love German culture and German people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they make me happy. Okay. I go to Germany quite a bit.
Yeah, you're there all the time.
All the time.
Yeah,
I'm in
you
Germany.
Really are. That's true.
So they have, like, in terms of Europeans, I have to say that Germans, outside of the UK, Germans are my favorite Europeans.
You love that place. Yeah.
I like the way they are.
Okay.
Very honest, very direct.
Mm-hmm.
And they just have a way about them that, you know, I enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I say it's bizarre, is because they do what they want to do, right? They express themselves how they want to express themselves. At the game, it was just, I was like, wow, this is just, they don't really care about what people think about them so much.
Right.
You understand what I mean? They just, and I identify with that. They just do their thing. And so it was fun. It was incredible being around them, you know, and then being at the game and then, you know, seeing the singing of the national anthem was, you know, sent goosebumps down my spine, right? Just the whole incredible atmosphere for me was just, it was almost beyond belief. And I'm just thinking to myself, I'm like, man, the NFL goes anywhere they want. And this is what happens.
Mm.
They instantly take over. It's just chaos. Just chaos.
Now, I know the history of NFL Europe. Mm. Didn't experience it. Mm-hmm. Actually, they were going to send me there my rookie year, but I didn't go. Mm-hmm. Thank goodness. Shout out to Jerry Jones for letting me stay back and work out. Because who knows if I'd have stayed and mm-hmm. never come back. Anyways, yep. That's another story.
Yep.
But that was the place, right? They said the NFL in Germany was amazing.
Cracking, yeah.
It was going down. So you have experience. You've been there. It's my first time. Man, that was an experience like no other.
Mm.
It's different, but when you won the first Super Bowl and I was on IR, I was in the stadium. Mm-hmm. I was in the stands, sitting there watching it by myself because Carlos didn't want to come.
Yep.
So we were both on injured reserve. And I felt something. It just – I remember that moment.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when the game ended. I remember y'all running on the field. Like, I just remember everything about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel about that game.
Mm.
It was so – I was doing a broadcast. It was so surreal and it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
I guess if I would have been able to do the first game here, like you played in it,
mm-hmm.
it was kind of like – it was a lot of pent-up energy.
Yep.
The NFL finally has made it back.
Back.
I mean, and you felt it every second of that game.
Mm.
You played. That's crazy, OC, bro. Yeah. You played in the first one. Then you come and see the first one in Germany.
Yeah.
That's
I'm
nuts.
I'm about it. I'm about that life. Big trust. Liz trust.
Did you feel like, you were playing so it was different. Did you feel like they had that hunger too? It was like, we're back. The game is back.
To be honest with you, there's a lot of things about that game that I don't really remember.
Because you were
just
playing.
Blur.
Yeah.
The whole
yeah.
week was a blur for
yeah.
me. You know?
That makes
First time back in London since 81. No, since 87. So it had been 20 years. I hadn't returned back to London for 20 years. And my first time coming back was.
You're playing.
I'm playing in the game, right? And so that was an out of body experience for me, that game. I've had like two out of body experiences while playing a game of football. That was one of them.
What's that?
The first Super Bowl.
Really?
Out of body.
Tell me.
No, it's true. I don't remember. I don't remember what was going on.
Really?
Yeah. It's almost like
I never heard it.
Yeah, and I try to explain it to people. It was almost like I was watching down on like somebody playing.
Whoa.
Yeah. So when I watched the game back, most of the things that I did, I don't remember them. You understand? It's like I don't remember actually doing them. It was almost like, wow, this is, it was beyond belief. I don't remember hardly anything about that game. The second one I remember very clearly.
Okay.
I remember everything about the second one. But the first one was so surreal. The fact that we're even there, right?
That's true.
The fact that we're even there was,
that's true.
Was so surreal.
That you're like.
That I'm like, what is going on? And then after the game, I remember we won. And I remember just standing on the field like, still trying to process
what just happened.
What was going on. and then, we go back to the hotel. And I remember chilling, sitting down with Strahan and Justin, and we're just talking. And we're like,
we can't believe what we just did.
Is surreal. So those two games,
yeah.
Those are the only two games in my whole life
wow.
that I don't accurately really remember. It was out of body experience.
In the same season.
Same season.
That's interesting.
I can tell you plays from 2003. I can tell you specific things from 04, like games. I remember everything. But those two games, I couldn't really tell you what happened. Yeah, and I still don't understand why.
That's crazy. Yeah. I wonder, by you saying that, now people don't get a chance to play in the Super Bowl, but I think, I'm just guessing, a lot of people are going to say that about playing these international games.
Yeah, it's just a blur.
It's because it is so different.
Mm-hmm.
It is so unique. Guys, you still hear a story about guys first time leaving the country.
Yeah.
So it is a blur. You're on the field. The crowd's reacting different.
You're like, what is
it's like, what's happening
yeah.
here? You hear Tom Brady before the game even talking about how handling distractions and stuff like that, this is going to be unique, and we gotta go out there and make sure we don't let this impact us on the field, because he's done it before. He's been there before. Man, that guy's won everywhere now, hasn't
everywhere.
He?
Yep. Everywhere. Mr. International.
Have they turned things around?
I think that they are in the driver's seat for sure, especially in the NFC. Yeah. Especially in the NFC. I think
overall in the NFC or just in their division?
100%.
Really?
Let me ask you this then, right? Okay. Tampa Bay is in a very, let's say, weak division.
Yes.
Right? So let's say they emerge.
Okay.
Get a home playoff game. Right. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Tom Brady. Who?
They got to win it. I mean, they got to get. But their
record. They win the division. Mm-hmm. They're going to have a home game. Yeah. Guaranteed. Yeah. Right?
Okay.
If I had to ask you, if I was to tell you, hey, why don't you bet your house on anybody in the NFC beating Tampa Bay in the playoffs with Tom Brady? And that defense, right?
Would I bet my house?
Would you be comfortable? Would you be? You wouldn't be comfortable, right?
I wouldn't
you'd
be comfortable.
You'd be very.
I would not be comfortable.
You'd be on the edge.
I'd be uncomfortable with that bet. Period.
But you'd be very. You'd be even more uncomfortable
with Tom Brady.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I say they're dangerous because.
You make a good
point. I can't think of anybody. Say for instance, you say bet your house that Kansas City would beat Tampa. I'd be like, okay, you know, give you that.
Yeah.
But there's nobody in the NFC. That I would say, you know what? I'm willing to bet this that they will be not one single team. Look what just happened to Philly yesterday.
I know,
right? Look what just happened to Philly yesterday.
And we've talked. They, you know, their
weakness
is stopping.
What happened to Dallas? Got mashed, right? So who would you say you're going to bet your house?
Who's
going to
show up?
We don't know.
Especially, you make a good point because we just finished week 10. Going into week 11, you kind of are who you are, right?
Yeah.
And who's better at figuring out what you do good and bad in the moment? Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. So we're not going to say, hey, Tampa's back and all this type of – you can't say all that, but I will say that I just don't know anybody – who I would bet the farm would beat Tampa Bay if they made it to the playoffs. I could see them beating everybody in the NFC. I could see that happening.
What was their biggest concern? Health, right?
Yeah.
Health. I mean, when Julio's on the field, he makes plays.
Mm-hmm.
He's just like a fast car, man. You gotta
tune him up.
You gotta let him go a couple times, then park him. Don't be riding him around town. Don't
you can't,
that.
Can't do that.
Chris Godwin's knee's getting better, you know, fresh off of the surgery. And that, you've been through that. It takes a while to kind of be yourself and react the same way. They're figuring out they got a two-headed running attack now that they're getting started. Offensive line, the tackles are good, but it's just the interior. Mm-hmm. But they showed what they could do. Man, you know, we said this about Tampa.
It's tough, bro. It's tough. Hard out here, bro. So, yeah, Tampa Bay, I just couldn't see it. A lot of craziness happening, though. A lot of craziness happened. Saw that Minnesota-Buffalo game. That was bizarre. What is going on with Josh Allen?
So.
Too many costly turnovers, man.
Man.
Too many.
This is what
happened. He's reverted back to how he was early on in his career.
I'm going to ask you this because you're a man who likes a little team sports and understands what it takes to win a championship. And I truly I'm always interested in how you look at team building because you're like, because you're playoff. Oh, so you playoff time, bro.
Mm.
Like you like, this is where we are. This is what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We always talk about balance in football. When you ask your quarterback to drop back as many times as he has to, and then he is the running game. You're going to have games where he does too much because in his head he goes, I have to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those throws at the end zone, right, where he threw the interception.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear Patrick Peterson say, man, we're watching film all week, he said, and we knew in the goal line that they threw the in-breaking routes.
Mm-hmm.
So you see him literally leave the receiver, OC, and attack the ball
because
it's on tape now. Mm-hmm. We know what you do. But – he feels like he has to make the play.
Mm.
So I think that's what's up with Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
I think he doesn't have enough balance on offense, especially in a running game, that he can now lean on that in times where he's just going to have to slow down and make sure he's processing things correctly and not forcing the ball. That's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. And I think I probably agree with that. But shout out to Minnesota, though. Shout out to the Vikings.
Wow. I mean,
we you know, we questioned, I questioned.
I mean, but you had more faith.
Yeah, but everybody was like, eh, they beat nobodies, they beating cupcakes, you know, I don't know what
this team
is doing. They
beating backup quarterbacks.
Yeah, they doing all this good stuff.
Yep.
They were getting punched in the mouth, to be fair. They were, but they found a way to overcome and turn that around and beat a really good football team.
Yeah.
So you got to give them credit for that.
You got to give them credit. That goal line fumble.
That never happens.
I mean, when you operate out of the shotgun snap, as much as the Bills do, right? You don't, and most teams do that a lot. Mm-hmm. You're not under center. When you got to be under center, you haven't done that 50% of the game. Mm-hmm. You should be on the sideline doing all the, you know, I didn't see him on the sideline before, but he should have been going through it because, I mean, what do they do for people at home? I think they stacked two guys over the center, right? Mm-hmm. So
they just pushed
to make him choose, like he knows he's got to get low, and so he probably rushed the snap, and man. But you can't fault the Vikings. Like you said, they found a way. They
found a way.
What about that catch, though?
I mean, there's an argument about which catch was better.
Out of Justin Jefferson's one-hand catch.
Odell Beckham Jr.
Or Odell.
I would say that Justin Jefferson's had a much higher degree of difficulty.
You think so?
Bro.
Why?
Because he caught it with one hand, came, landed on his back.
Yeah.
Right? Boom. While still holding on to the football.
Yes.
The other guy had his hand on it, and he just kind of...
Right.
Like... For that ball to not be dislodged, or for that ball to not come out, even when he hit his back, the grip strength.
Yeah. Them LSU guys, huh?
Bro. Now, Odell's looked prettier.
Man, Odell's.
Odell's looked like, you know, something an alien would do.
That was different.
Right?
That was
but
different.
This one, to me, had a higher degree of difficulty.
I think they both – I still think Odell's is number one. Only because, but you kind of, you made a really good point.
Well, he let his back hit the ground.
Right, and he's got a hold. He's fighting. He's holding on. I think we needed this catch.
I'm just going to stand like this. I can't even hold my hand up like this for a long time.
You got big hands, too. So
bah.
Yeah, and he just, the want to.
It's mine.
Okay.
It's mine.
Do you think if Odell doesn't have that catch in New York under the lights against the Cowboys, it's talked about like this?
What's talked about like this?
That's why it's the great. It's New York under the lights against the Cowboys. That's why I think it's the catch. It's iconic franchises. Was it Monday night? It was Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the world's watching game. Mm-hmm. The insider information says it was live in the UK at that time. Everybody saw it. That's the reason I say that.
So you're saying that from a spectacle standpoint, it was
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm not breaking down the catch and the difficulty and all that kind of stuff. I'm just looking at like
the scenario.
Yeah,
100%.
That's where 100%, I'm like, because I'm with you on that.
It's a much bigger catch.
Yeah,
I'm not sure, and I think we have to. This is still up for debate.
Yeah,
but I'm not sure if Odell as we know him is Odell as we know him without that catch.
I 100% agree.
Yeah.
Man, one guy said, a veteran player, he was a friend of mine's cousin, he played DB in the league for a long time. He used to come to us. He's a Pro Bowler. He said, one play, one game, 1 year.
Yeah.
That's all you need to get paid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need that play and that game in that year, and you think about that. That's Odell.
Yeah,
that's everything, right? I mean, you think about what you've done. What are these guys? When you always get, it's funny. You always are kind of shocked too when these younger players are like, "Oh, see, man," and they talk about your plays, and you're like, "You saw that?
Yeah.
You know that because you had iconic plays.
Things,
it wasn't a tackle. It wasn't a sack.
It was six sacks. That's what they say first. That is what they say
six
first.
Six sacks.
Yeah, right.
Like,
yeah.
It's ridiculous. One game.
Yeah.
So you had your one game. Then you had your one play.
Yeah.
Think about the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Putting that man in the ground, looking. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. It's all those things. Yes, you look at the stats, but people remember the plays.
Yeah, they do.
That's a problem. I didn't have enough plays.
You didn't have enough plays. You didn't have enough plays. Yeah.
Is that why I remember all of them? I never went.
You remember them all?
No.
I remember most of mine.
I do.
Most of mine.
I kind of had that little experience you said about not kind of out of body when I played against Dallas, when I just left and went to Houston, and then, like, literally, I knew everybody on Dallas because I was with Houston for 3 days.
Yeah.
I was Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, well, four, you know. And I was like, I don't know anybody on my team, but I know all of y'all. So it was weird. I was like, it was like strange anyways.
Yeah.
I felt that same way.
Yeah. Tell me about your whole Munich experience, man. How was that? You haven't really talked about that, man.
Well,
kind of did, but not a lot. You didn't go in depth.
No, because first of all, let's be honest. I tried to convince you to do the live broadcast.
You did.
I tried to
You did.
But you know,
you're my guy, man. You went all out.
So me and Neil Reynolds doing it for Sky Sports. You know, I only went out one day on Saturday. I went out, just looked around, went to lunch with Teal, our manager extraordinaire. And I saw the city, like I saw the people. It was crazy, the buzz. Like, I was like, what is happening? It was a complete takeover. I've never seen that except for Super Bowl.
Yep.
I just completely.
Takeover.
And then the game, man. We got there so early. Like I said, went out there to do pre-record, and it was, I mean.
Buzzing.
What the NFL did and what they put together.
Yep.
Man. Shout out to a lot of people in this office.
Ellen.
A lot of people did it. It was cracking. Yep. It was going down. Mm-hmm.
But Ellen Paddock, though. Shout out to Ellen Paddock.
Shout out to Ellen and Karen. Hello. How y'all doing?
And Karen.
Yep. You know what's up.
Mm-hmm. What's going on with your voice there?
That's when I talk. You know, when I talk to them, I got to talk to them.
Yeah, you got to talk like that.
Yeah,
I got you.
You know?
Yeah, I hear you.
So when you say Brett, you said with some baritone.
With some bass.
Yeah.
Brett.
Yeah.
Ellen.
Yeah. Karen.
I hear you.
Okay. That makes sense?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
Okay. But event was crazy out there. Like I said, people, fans, I mean, people asking where you were. Going crazy. I mean, it was a good vibe. It was just, you know, as so many people out there didn't have tickets to the game. They didn't.
Oh,
they were just out there.
Yeah.
You know, and it was cool. Vibe was great anyways. And in the game, you were in there. You were experiencing it too. I've never felt anything like that. I knew, and I very, very rarely think about this, I was a part of history. I could feel it. You know, just the way we were outside doing a broadcast, couldn't hear nothing. And I just felt all the energy from the crowd, and the game was great. You could see they felt it.
They were vibing. It was good. It was very nice.
I can't wait to do another
two games there next year.
Yep.
I'll tell you one thing, man. Let me tell you something, right?
Tell me.
Let me just tell you something right
Please.
Now, okay? And this is a message for the NFL, the powers that be.
Okay.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. If you're listening.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all need to slow down with all this Germany stuff, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Yeah? Slow down, okay? Okay? Calm down.
Why?
Because.
Oh, it's here.
We're getting jealous. Slow down.
Yeah?
Slow down. It's the UK first. UK first.
Hey,
okay?
Tell them.
You know how they say America first? UK first.
But
UK first.
Hey, but I can't wait till the games come back here because our people going to step it up.
They're going to turn up.
They already turn up.
Yeah.
That's their first one.
Even more. Now,
they're going to turn up.
Because they're going to feel, British people are very competitive.
They're like, yeah.
Oh, so y'all
want
to?
Y'all want? Okay. No. We going.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's get this thing cracking.
Let's get it cracking.
Yeah. So, I mean, we need to give ourselves a break because these games have worn us out.
But, yeah, but the powers that be, J-Bell.
Yeah, you got to talk down, directly talk to down
him.
The lens.
Talk to him, J-Bell.
Hey, the powers that be, you better know.
UK first.
You better hold us down. I know budgets get.
Yeah,
you know, allocations.
Allocations and all that
stuff. We might not have a show next year.
You know, calm down now. Calm down. UK first. Everybody likes the shiny new toy. Shiny new toy.
Yeah,
Germany. No, UK first. Special relationship. Literally, the special relationship.
There's a tax treat.
You know what I mean? Anyway.
Where are we going? Reviews.
Okay.
reviews, but listen to Osi. He knows what he's saying. Drop your reviews, questions, anything in the reviews section of wherever you listen or watch the podcast. Mm. That is what Simon wrote.
Yeah.
For me to read out for the people. Got but you. Tony, the Yorkshire man.
Oh, okay. Like Yorkshire tea. I like Yorkshire tea.
Okay. This is okay. Tony. All right. Let me read what Tony said, Osi. Yeah. Whether you like NFL or not, this show is about life and impartiality.
Ooh, okay.
Then there is the NFL, of course. Okay, always NFL. Mm. I consider myself very fortunate to listen to this podcast.
Wow.
Yeah, I had to reread that.
Incredible.
That's
That's what we want. That's what we do this for.
That.
Specifically.
Tony knows what's up.
Yeah.
Appreciate that, Tony.
Specifically, that's what we do it for.
No, that's... Thank you, Tony. That means a lot. From L.S.S.
LSSS.
Right?
Hub Jew, I guess.
Is this the same name?
His name, yeah.
Oh. Okay. From L.S.S. Hub Jew.
Hub Jew.
Yeah.
Okay.
H-U-B-J-U.
Okay.
Did I say that right?
Yeah, Hub Jew.
Okay.
Gotta be very careful.
That's the name. Bestie Love. He says and leaves a long and great review saying, the best podcast out there. Mm. Next level. I love the book recommendations. Keep them coming. Mm. We'll be back on that.
Okay.
We get back on that in the off season. Heavy book rotations.
Oh, okay. Let me give you one to read right now. Okay?
You got? I have no time to read a book right now,
I
actually.
I gotta make sure that.
Like I read nothing until the off season.
I actually started this one about a week ago.
How do you got time to read?
Because that's what I do at nighttime, and then I do a lot of walking, and I want to make sure that I get this one correct. Okay, Hub Jew, right?
Hub
LSS
LSSS
Hub Jew. I want you to read this one, "The Economics and Politics of Race" by Thomas Sowell. Check that out.
Oh, I've read that.
Have you?
Yeah.
How crazy is that?
I've read all. You love Thomas Sowell.
I do love Thomas Sowell. "The Economics and Politics of Race."
Be careful with Thomas Howe. Be careful with Thomas Howe.
Yeah. He'll have you thinking things
Thomas Howe
you're not supposed to be thinking.
Well, Thomas Howe.
Thomas Howe.
Yeah, he can. He'll take the human element out of everything.
Completely.
And that's
no emotion.
But that's not the world.
Yeah. No, I agree. But I just find it fascinating. Yeah. There's literally zero emotion in anything. This is black, this is white.
But we are emotional people.
But we're gray.
And we care about things and love things.
We're gray. But he's like, this is black, this is white.
But we are gray.
I'm just telling you that. Thomas, I get all that, but we're gray.
We're gray, though.
But this is black. And I like to see things from that perspective. You understand?
Hey, man. I do. He is a... But you got to read all these different things. Yeah. I mean, everybody's got an opinion. I think that's the key. Good book, though. Mm-hmm. Good shout out. Mm-hmm. Till next time, uprise all day. We don't play.
Yes, sir.
Uprise.
Forgive me for being myself. Forgive me for being myself. I want the money, the power, the dollar, and all of the riches and wealth. Being broke is bad for my health. Being broke is bad for my health. I want the money, the power, the dollar, and all of the riches and wealth. Forgive me for being myself. Forgive me for being myself. I want the money, the power, the dollar, and all of the riches and wealth. Being broke is bad for my health. Being broke is bad for my health. I want the money, the power, the dollar, and all of the riches and wealth. February the 8th, the deadly mistake. Fatal decisions that left me to make. Saddened the Lord took my blessings away. Fattened the good life to the house of pain. They locked the locks, couldn't stop the clock. Story of my life for a couple months. I should have known who not to trust. If life is a journey, then what is the cost? Forgive me for being myself.